And I'm fired up for the Houston Open next week, the Texas Children's Houston Open. I mean, what Jim Crane has done to improve this golf tournament year after year since bringing it to Memorial Park is inspirational. He has turned Memorial Park into what Scottie Scheffler called last year a potential U.S. Open setup. That's how good Memorial Park's looking. And, you know, yeah, world number one Scottie Scheffler is going to be there next week, and world number two Rory McIlroy is going to be there next week. And, you know, what a lead into Augusta we have over the next 2 weeks here in Texas. And for the latest as far as what fans can expect at the Houston Open and also opening day for the Houston Astros. That's coming up here on March 27th. We have Jason Wooden joining us. He's the VP of marketing for the Houston Astros. Jason, thanks for taking the time to join us on a Saturday morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
You know, this has to be the busiest time of the year for you, not only with Astros opening day around the corner, you know, on March 27th with, you know, the great Framber Valdez on the mound, but also a massive tournament ahead next weekend in the Houston Open. Jason, how is everything as far as planning for those two events in your world?
I will tell you, I'll be honest, it's very, very busy. But what I will say is the golf tournament that probably not many people know, it's a full year, for you to basically take off and kind of build what that week's worth of events is going to happen. So our team over there has been working on this for a full year, getting the golf course prepped and ready, sure we have the right venues for fans. And then alongside that, we are obviously over at the, Astros going in and trying to figure out how we go and make something special with opening day. It's basically a holiday for fans to be able to have that all in the same week. Hopefully, and I believe it has, the schedule has kind of worked out for everybody that they can actually go and enjoy both during next week.
So is there a special ticket package, a special way that you're promoting the fact that, you know, the Houston Open is kind of crossing days with the Astros opening day? I've already talked to a couple caddies, Jason. They love coming in and being able to, you know, do what they have to do at the golf course and then heading over to now Dakin Park to watch some baseball in the afternoon and watch one of the best franchises in baseball. Is there a way that you know, from a marketing perspective, y'all are putting that out to the fans?
We have definitely made sure that fans are aware that they can go and do both. You can, like I said, with opening day, we do have a 3:05 start on Thursday, but you have the full morning time. We don't have the pairing set just yet, but regardless, the player that you want to go and watch, you can come out. Hopefully the weather is just as beautiful as it is today. They're able to go out and watch in the morning time, can go and enjoy Fan Fest and get in for opening day. And then Friday and Saturday work out really, really well. Morning time golf out at Memorial Park, and then you have a 7:10 start on Friday, and you have a 6:10 start on Saturday. And then Sunday, we've done it for everybody. We've basically cleared the schedule and said, no Astros baseball on Sunday. Come out and enjoy the final round, final pairings on a Sunday, and it's totally focused on golf.
That's an incredible opportunity for fans. Jason, over the last year, and once again, we have Jason Wooden, VP of Marketing for the Houston Astros, here with us on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Jason, you talked about how, you know, this is a year-long process, the Houston Open, and getting everything ready as far as the infrastructure and the media and, of course, the field. What's the number one challenge you faced here over the last year and beyond as far as getting ready for this golf tournament?
I think the number one challenge is figuring out where we can improve and the space allocations that we can actually go and do that. With this year's tournament, we took a full year to kind of understand what the fans were asking for. We've worked with our partner, Texas Children's, to figure out how we can kind of work at that together. The good part is we took 15. Everybody has become to come and know this as the whole that has a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
We've definitely added in that venue hopper pass. We've given people the opportunity to actually upgrade that to a venue hopper plus, which actually gets them in the front row of those venue hopper venues. And then alongside that back of the green, we've layered in a almost course level. It's called the dugout, where people can go in, they buy that package. They are literally green at green level watching these guys hit in from the tee box. landing on 15 and almost face-to-face with these pros as they go in and try and make birdie.
Wow.
16, we've increased and had that venue hopper moved it to a double-decker. So increased capacity across the board from a general admission perspective by about 20%. So your general admission fans can come in and expect to have way more seating than they did previous. And then those people that want that elevated experience, we've been able to kind of upgrade some of those areas as well around the course.
And how, you know, as far as where Memorial Park is located and really just at the center of the city, you know, for fans that are coming in from maybe the Katy, Sugarland, Woodlands area, you know, is there a way that you would recommend they come in? You know, should they drive in and park? Are there shuttles? How can those, you know, living outside the greater Houston area come enjoy this event, Jason?
That's a fantastic question. And with it being downtown, this was a big, big, important piece for us to make sure it was in the heart of the city. So people on the outside can come in, the easier access for them to come into the course that's downtown. There are parking passes available online at our website. You also have the ability to do shuttles. There are shuttle locations all around the city. We do have those marked on the website. The big piece that we've added in this year is a increased capacity ride share. We are highly encouraging fans, if they want to go out and have a good time, ride share. We've actually had a ride share that is right off Memorial Drive. We have worked with the city to make sure that that can happen and work with fans to make sure that ease is there. But it's right off Memorial Drive. People, as soon as they walk in, can be there right at the 2 green, 7 green right there. It's a massive entrance. We've included some retail shops over there, but it's a great new entrance and a perfect way to get inside and out of this golf tournament as easy as possible.
Once again, this is Jason Wooden, VP of Marketing for the Houston Astros, joining us on ESPN 97.5 Houston. That's great insight as far as, you know, how those outside greater Houston can get to the tournament. Jason, one last question for you, and we could talk all day, just have a couple minutes left in the show. You know, this partnership that the Houston Open has taken on with Texas Children's Hospital, I mean, the leading pediatric and women's health organization, you know, it's comprehensive care and research and education. I mean, Texas Children's, you know, one of the best hospitals in the nation, you know, from a marketing perspective and the way y'all have come together, how satisfied is the team with that partnership?
Great question. This is the second year we've had with our new title sponsor, Texas Children's, and we couldn't be happier with it. What was good for us is we were able to find a partner, obviously local here in Houston, the Houston Ties. They want to do things and raise money to be able to enrich the lives of Houstonians alongside of us. And what we were really, really excited about, the partnership is one thing, but where they actually go and invest time and energy in making sure that people are aware of this golf tournament, not only from the partnership, but just the awareness of wanting to get as many people out there as possible. They've dove in head first into making sure that they're out there advertising. You're going to see billboards all around the city of Houston that Texas Children's has gone out and invested to make sure people are driving awareness. They're going in and at their facilities, putting up signage, making people aware. This is where we can go in and kind of branch with a true partner to kind of really amplify our message out there for fans and come out and enjoy the week.
Unbelievable work. Well done, Jason. And actually one last question for you, speaking of the children, in your opinion, you know, for those listening with small children, kids, you know, future, you know, golfers of the game, the junior golfers, what's the best day in your opinion, you know, Monday through Sunday, what's the best day? And obviously everyone needs to be there for the final round on the 72nd hole to applaud the winner and watch the final stretch there at the Houston Open. But Jason, what's the best day for a junior golfer to come out and enjoy the Houston Open?
Again, I would probably say, I mean, again, some kids are probably still on spring break. I know spring break around the city of Houston kind of bounces around. So, you know, Thursday and Friday offer the opportunity to see way more golfers. Just because we have a full field before the cut, but Saturday and Sunday, you really kind of get the full experience of being able to see the best that are playing at that tournament at that time go and compete. What I will say is any day that we have out there, kids under 15 will be able to get in free with an accompanied ticketed adult. So the ability to come and bring your children to go and experience this is, we've tried to make this as easy as possible. So whatever day works for you, just know if your child is under 15 and they're coming with you, a ticketed adult, they will be able to get in free. So access, and then we have a kids-only autograph session or section that kids can go in, and right as guys are coming off the 18, they can be there dedicated to only kids. Autograph fans can probably migrate their ways around the golf course and try and get their autographs, but this is for kids only. And they have the opportunity to go in and be able to meet some of their heroes and best golfers that are out there and be able to get their autographs.
Jason, great work this morning. I look forward to seeing you out there at Memorial Park next week. I really appreciate it.
No, happy to have you out, and please let me know when you're there.